all that fishing stuff.
Yeah, so we can. You want to record all the fishing stuff?
Okay. Yeah, that's the name of the game.
Yeah. Well, we'll go ahead and start a meeting, and I appreciate everybody coming out with the weather as bad as it is, since we're doing pretty good, huh, with the amount of people that do show up. Got a couple of important things to go over this time, and that is the collection of dues, which y'all already got started on. And this is a election month for the chapter, since we're on a two-year cycle on this. But first, what I'd like to do is let Dennis go over the meetings for last month and see if there's any amendments that we want to make to it, or corrections.
I printed off a lot because I thought we were going to have more people here today. Thank you, sir.
Well, has everybody had a chance to kind of go over the minutes and see if there's any comments on them? I see like on the old business, we're going to have a little problem with that, with it being wet today, taking care of any one of those items. So I guess that'll be action items for next time, carried forward. No comments on them. Agree to accept them as is.
Motion. Motion to accept it as is.
Thank you, Jim. Dwayne, go over the Treasury report as it stands.
Thank you again for everybody making out here on this dreary day. I'm glad you're feeling better, Jack. Good to have you back with us. This October Treasury report starts out on the 20th September. The mountain account was $458.31. On the 20th September, Walt paid dues, bringing it up $50. 16th of October, we paid the Ori electric bill, $61.64. And on the 17th of October today, amount on deposit is $446.67. Petty cash, 20th of September, cash on hand is $58.86. The meat and donuts came to $13.78. And meat and kitty produced $40. Soda donations found in the fridge came to $15 to the good. And on the 17th of October, picked up drinks and paper goods for the kitchen, cost of $32.06. Leaving us at the 18th of October, cash on hand, $68.02. Thank you, We also have a few stamps, which probably aren't as good as they were the other day. I hadn't got the amount of that. I did this at about midnight. Thank you.
You need to accept the treasury report as safe?
I'll make a motion, sir.
Okay.
Oh, you're an easy crowd.
On the one thing that we need to find out about is everything being kind of covered? I was out last month, so I'm trying to do a catch-up too. On the fly-in?
No.
So we still have quite a bit of stuff to go over on that? And
Bill said that he thought he wasn't going to be able to make it, but he's got his weeks messed up. He called me from Charlotte today and said he should be able to cook, although he requested he maybe could cook at his house because having to tend with his mother, he can't be gone more than an hour. But he does have a friend that has a large cooker, and he could cook them all right there in his yard, and then that would that be satisfactory instead of coming out here?
Sure. Fine by me.
I won't be with you, because on the 27th, well, it all goes, I've got to be certified to work in an open mind environment in West Virginia. Once I get my certification, I'll be heading to West Virginia, and I won't be back until Thanksgiving, if I'm lucky. So I'm going to have my wife take care of the electric bill, and Gary can sign the check. She'll take care of that. Anything else that comes up, I'll have, I guess, it handled by Dennis, hopefully. If we have bills that need to be, I know we have taxes due in January. We've got some things that come up this month, don't we? Or next month, rather.
It's soon.
Soon.
We got a renewal, annual renewal.
Insurance, right. And stuff, and annual renewal.
But it's not now. It'd be either next month or the following month.
Is that going to be a temporary move for you or permanent?
Temporary, hope. You know how that is. You don't hear until you're needed to. Anyway, today is elections. If you'd like to get another treasurer, I would be happy. Might be a little hard for me to handle it from long distance, but I will.
How about that? Is there someone else on that checking account? And you on the checking account?
No, I don't think I am.
Here are you, so you can sign.
Think Gary is.
Just us two.
No, there's somebody else on it.
Already?
Isn't it?
I thought you and I were the only ones.
They wanted, remember they was going to require something extra of me, and I told them to.
Oh, it was you we were trying
to go away?
Yes.
Because they weren't, you know, I'll sign my name, but they're not getting a whole bunch of privacy stuff. And so I know I'm not on it. I'm pretty
That's
sure.
That's what, so it is.
But anyway,
I think it's you two.
Yeah, we can make a decision on that today, and I asked Wayne if he might be interested. Or willing to do that.
What, take over treasurer temporarily?
No.
Well,
we sign on the checks.
You can sneak that in there.
But we're gonna, we'll cover all that.
Well, he's sitting out there, so he's capable. We're capable of volunteering him. He's not sitting at the table, see?
Oh,
come out here so it looks like you have to do the
Oh, okay.
I guess what we're going to need to do then. We got several dilemmas coming up on this, and I guess we're going to go ahead and beat the national election and go ahead and put our request in today. So all the spots are open. So we're open for, we might as well start on the president. If there's anybody that somebody would like to nominate, the position's open.
I move that the President
Slate
keep it for another year.
Well, it's 2 years.
I second that motion.
That's 2 years.
It's a 2 year.
Are any of the present officers willing to run again? You know, got a very small, very small count, you know?
See, if any one of us steps down, the reality is, because I've thought about this too, okay? And the reality is, if any one of us steps down, who's going to step in because we're such a little organization.
Yeah, but the thing,
you know,
I understand, but I think you guys are doing a great job, and if you can continue and would continue, I personally would appreciate it.
Well, Jim has been. You've been no vice president, but have you been president?
No, I've been there and done that. Not here. I've been other chapter.
Yeah.
Well, I got a few medical problems that's cropped up.
Don't we all?
In the last 6 months.
That goes with age.
Yeah.
We got a capable vice president in case you fall by the
Yeah,
wayside.
Maybe I can. We'll have two more football games.
Only two more football games?
Well, see, unless you got some serious objection, that's pretty much covered because you got there's a primary and alternate, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of covered.
Yeah.
You know.
So I say if you guys are willing to stay, let's just go for another 2 years as it is. I make a motion.
Second.
I would second it, too.
All in favor?
Yeah. Who do we send our dues checks?
Still to him.
Mm-hmm. He signed it there.
He'll spend it up in West Virginia.
I don't have a check with me. Same address you've been sending things to. I've gotten a couple of letters from you, I think, over the couple of years.
That membership list hasn't changed. Okay.
Well, does everybody in position, core position, agree to accept the nomination?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm just at a loss of words.
That was a hard one to sell.
You never knew you were appreciated so much.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they'll say anything, all they don't have to do it.
Thank you, Dennis.
We didn't get any
contributions
to our campaign.
Yeah, at least I was hoping to make a million or something. I guess now I can raise the taxes and raise the dues count.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you a lifetime health care coverage, Joe. That's out. You're going to have to pay them for yourself.
Nobody else is going to do it.
You got that right.
Have I ever raised Joe the plumber's taxes? On the barbecue test, I was just curious, how did that work out? Does that work out pretty good? Whose recipe was that?
I don't know what the final.
Matter of fact, I think at the last meeting we're going to have another barbecue test today.
I don't know. Nobody told me. So.
Dennis.
If you'd have told me, I'd have sure done it. Because, matter of fact, I started to do that, didn't I? I started to do that, bring the potato salad and the coleslaw and the whole bit, but I didn't know. So.
Man. You liked Dwayne's recipe.
No, I didn't mind his recipe at all, except for if it calls for a teaspoon and a half of liquid smoke and you put 6 tablespoons.
Did you do that?
Accidentally, I must have done that.
Well, what I'm saying is, if has anybody ever smelled, took the bottle of liquid smoke and put it up your nose? If you do and breathe in, you will puke. It is the most foul-smelling stuff I've ever smelled in my life. So what I'm saying is that's one of them things that you got to put, like, you just dip a toothpick in it, and you know what I mean? You don't put much. Now his number 2 last time tasted fine. I didn't have no problem with that. I don't know which one that was, but that
number 2 was closer to Russell's original recipe because I followed his exact shopping list, the exact amount of stuff he put in, except for he had a lot of ketchup and his stuff didn't taste like ketchup, so I cut it back from 64 ounces to 17 ounces, just a little bit of ketchup. And that really did improve it. I liked it.
Yep.
I agreed it. The ketchup was overpowering.
The only problem is now you're not going to be here to make that sauce, and so
somebody else make it, it would make it totally different.
Well, I could make the sauce.
Well.
Because I won't be leaving until, well, the 27th at earliest. I might not be leaving until the 1st. So.
Now, he's not going to need the sauce to cook the barbecue meat, right? He's not planning on dipping it.
No, he don't.
You know how they usually, when they cooked it, they brushed it.
Cooking it into the meat.
They did?
Yeah, they brushed it all night, or however
we did.
Isn't that how they did it? So somebody else told me that was out here cooking.
Yeah, he was always brushing something.
He's always brushing the sauce on.
Oh, we got bad information then.
But now, I got it.
You'll burn it real quick. Russian
barbecue sauce. That's the intent. The outside should be burnt.
The outside was burnt when he did it.
Sort of.
Cut it up.
Yeah.
And in fact, he said, put some of that burnt stuff in there. Don't throw it away.
Right.
You tear it apart and then you mix some more sauce in with it.
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, though, I talked to Gene Baker since I talked to y'all and all this. And I asked him, because I didn't ask him about the cooking part of this. He told me about the sauce. But he said, look, the way they cook it is they cook it with hickory chips, and they do not baste it like that. So, but the hickory gets that flavor in there.
Yeah.
But they cook it for 48 hours. It cooks for 48 hours.
Yeah, well, I know Russell used to cook it a long time, but not that long.
Yeah.
But they did. He was always basting it. Mm-hmm. And then when after it was all chopped up,
mm-hmm.
he had that big pan, mm-hmm. he would let it put a layer about an inch thick, and then put the sauce on it,
mm-hmm.
and another layer of meat, and another layer of sauce, and another layer, and that's the way he cooked it.
Yeah.
Then he heated it that way. And then when you took it out, it all got mixed up.
Yeah. I think not basting is not an issue. And the reason I asked the question is because I can make the sauce. It's not a problem. I done made it a bunch, and I'm real good at it, okay? And I can make any amount that we might need.
Well, there you go. You just got to okay.
And I can make two different ones. I can make one not hot and then one normal. And
it's really good.
I've done it enough now, I'll tell you.
How much
I could sell it.
How much did he pay you to say that?
25, 30.
No, he's just hungry.
I'll eat anything.
But I don't have a problem doing that. But I need to know how much we'd need. How much meat we're going to make or whatever. Which is a subject we got to talk about because Bill's got to know too. And
I think that didn't we talked about that at the last meeting? Didn't you come up with like $8 or something, or 8 or 10?
A whole case is what we got.
Yeah, there was some question about the last time how much was in a case, but I think it was between 8 and 12.
Yeah, I think so.
When is Bill going to cook this up? At his house.
Very, very good question. We need that's some
the
more
reason
stuff.
I say, I live less than a mile from him. I passed his house a number of times, and I could help if he can't bring it up here.
Right.
He said he won't be here, but he'd be willing to cook. Is that the understanding?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, I can help whatever getting that up here if it's a help at all, whatever.
Well, see, the mechanics of it, we'd have to figure that out, because if he's going to cook down there, when would we have the meat up here where we can put the sauce on and cook it again?
That's what we used to do, is they cooked it on Thursday,
uh-huh.
and they would get done cooking, and they'd just leave it in there, in the cooker out there.
Uh-huh.
And I would come up early on Friday morning and chop it up, and Shirley used to get here to help me by the time uh-huh. I got to that floor.
Uh-huh.
But, no, I would just cut it all up and put it in the pan,
uh-huh.
and then somebody else was the one that...
What do we do with it from that point to Saturday morning?
Put it in the fridge.
Put it in the refrigerator?
Is it and then not too much to put in the fridge?
No. Two big black oblong pans, had two of them.
So anyhow, if we can do something similar, then we could cook it Saturday morning, right? Put the sauce on it and cook it again? I mean, because you're really not really cooking it, per se.
Yeah, you heat. You're
heating it
heating
back
it
up,
what you're doing. Right.
Right? I mean, is that...
Yeah, all right. That's right.
Yeah, all you're doing is just warming it up and kind of...
Yeah, getting it ready.
Yeah.
Putting it into the...
But, like I said, if make arrangements for them to cook it, and Bob gets it up here Friday morning, I'll be up here to help.
The only thing is, it had to be early. Would that be too early for y'all?
We can look to help anyway.
Okay.
We'll be here Friday to help... Whatever,
well,
however.
Well, well not Friday. It would, well, yeah, we wouldn't need it Friday, right? It'd be Saturday, right?
No, Friday morning. Friday, you cut it all up.
Okay.
You cut it up on Friday and put the sauce on it and get it all ready to put in the oven for Saturday morning.
Okay.
Gotcha. It'll be done up here. Basically, it'd be cooked on Thursday down at his place.
Brought up here Friday morning.
Transported up here Friday. You ought to strip it and cut it and mix it and then stick it in the refrigerator?
Yes. Right. That's exactly what we did.
Okay, and
and then somebody was up here at 7 o'clock Saturday morning. They start cooking it. You know,
heating it back up.
It's already cooked. It's got
About the quantity, I highly suggest you don't skimp on the quantity because everybody short of God has been notified of this. Okay? And there's and the ones that ain't been notified, they're fixing to be notified. I'm gonna go over that, but I have already sent out emails to just about every newspaper, every magazine, every TV station, every radio station. I've never sent all these off like this. I spent 3 days sitting there researching what the email addresses were and all this mess.
Well, you think we might need more.
Now, there's some people didn't have email addresses, so I've got. Some to send off. Okay? And I'm already starting to get telephone calls. Got a call yesterday from a guy in Georgia that wanted to know if we could have some gas. He wanted to know if we had some gas up here for him.
Two guys here this morning with fire planes.
Uh-huh.
One of them has a Challenger, too.
Uh-huh.
And they're about 50 miles away. And they're coming.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm telling you, I'd lean more on the more meat side than less meat side.
Well, one year we
I think in the past we used to figure around 100 meals
in
order to have enough. Now, are you saying we're going to have more than more than that or whatever?
Well, I'm just saying, as far as the meat, the quantity of meat goes, that if we had 10 before, then we probably might want to go 12 this time. Add a little extra. That's my opinion. And besides, it won't go to waste because everybody here will can buy it back from the chapter or whatever.
No, we've done that in the past. Someone took
there
some home, whatever, at the end of the...
Right.
But
see,
we don't want to be shy either if you got these people coming.
Well, nobody can tell for sure. I can't tell. I'm not, I don't have no crystal ball.
And if it rains, you're...
Yeah, and that's right. You don't know what the weather is, nothing. But the indications are, so far, that there's going to be a lot of people, and... we need to take care of that, I think.
Okay. So go with 12.
Do I understand correctly? There's no rain date. If it rains Saturday, that's the work.
That's right. We have not announced a rain date. That's correct. We never have in the past that I can tell. I went through all the fly-ins, and they've never.
Well, the good thing about that is that we can always freeze it. You know, we can divide it up, take it home, and
I don't think it's money lost. No. Okay, I don't think it is.
Okay.
We can have a lot of barbecue, but. All of our meetings after that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I went down to what you know,
every time
I got the
did one of your
little
boxes
to take home, you know.
And it was not good. Barbecue left in the freezer for a year is not good.
No.
Not for a year.
Anyhow,
some of the barbecue you heard about.
We do have our certificate of insurance for the event, okay? So I sent off for this a long time ago and got it back a while back. So we're covered for the event. Let's see what else I got.
Before you get away from this, we've got the meat and so forth covered, but have we got everything else that we're going to serve there covered? In other words, is there a commitment for... anybody to bring whatever?
We do have some commitments, but we do need to go over that. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But this is all fly-in stuff.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is all... here are... And the reason... I got to go over this because y'all got to tell me whether it's okay to do because it's going to cost us some money. These are flyers that I made out. They're like this. Okay? Trifolds. These are for all the chapter presidents within about... 200 miles or 150 miles or something, okay, of this area. Just the chapter presidents. And it'll cost, I think it's a 42-cent stamp, a normal stamp for each one of these, okay? But we need to decide whether we want to do that. I would recommend it. But anyhow, that's, and then I'll let Dwayne mail them off if he, like he did last year, he did the same thing for me. This is a copy of the letter that's got sent out electronically to all the news agencies. But there was a few that didn't have emails. So I've got those right here. There again, if you don't mind, because you're the holder of the stamps. Here are the brochures or the things for billboards, okay, whatever you call them, that we can pin up in places. Now, this afternoon, me and Corey's going to go around to all the nearest airports. We got to leave here as soon as we can after the meeting because we're going to go to Lumberton and just make a great circle. I brought my GPS, so we're just going to hit all the airports and come back around to Myrtle Beach tonight.
We take them down to Georgetown.
Yeah, if you don't mind, and pin them up on their bulletin boards. Okay? So anyhow, I'm going to have a few of these here. These here are the little postcards that we did last year. Okay? And these, you buy special postcard material. See how it bends? Okay? Anyhow, and I print them off. I have not yet printed them off because I need people's approval. These get the postcard rate, which I think is around 30, 28 to 32 or something cents each. Okay? I've got about 300 names. The names I have for these are EAA members in this area. Okay? When I say this area, what I told them is to limit it to 300 people around the 295, 45, whatever this zip code is, area. Okay? So that's what they did. Okay? And we did it last year. It cost a pretty good bit of money. I think it was probably $80 or something it cost. But a whole bunch of people said, I come because of this. Okay? And I haven't done this yet for two reasons. One, I need to make sure I got approval. And number two, you don't do this until the week before. This is the thing that you hit them with right there at the last minute. You know what I mean? What we did last year is I sent off those things to the chapter presidents, the officers, and then we followed up with this. Okay? And anyhow, we'll need people's approval to do that, though, because there is some expense involved. Anyhow, let's see what else. And I think that's pretty much it as far as what I've done for getting ready. So we need to, I need to know what to do on these. Yes, do we mail them or not?
That's out to the crowd.
Okay, you're talking about if we did 200 of them, because I can limit them, you don't have to do all of them. But if I did 200 of them and they're 32 cents a piece, that'd be $64, right? Plus, there's some postage already right there.
Yeah.
Okay? There's probably, how many? I don't know how many is there, maybe 40. Okay? So there's probably about, say, $20 worth of postage right there already.
Everyone in favor of doing what he's suggesting?
Yeah, I think we should do it.
If you want the people here, you got to tell them about it.
Yeah. Any nays?
All I got to say is if it works, it'll be great. If it don't, we're going to be dangerously low on the treasury probably.
Yes. But that's why I didn't do it by myself. Yep. Okay.
How many people will have to be paying their dues to bring up the...
Well, if everybody pays their dues in the next meeting, we have no problem. And we had a good showing today. I hadn't tallied it up, but that probably makes the difference to afford that. Yeah.
I think we ought to just do it. Kind of advertise.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, the fly-in is always, hit or miss. Whether that's I don't know if your weather's going to be good. You just don't. It's always a gamble.
Well, that's like today. Loris Barkoff.
Yes.
Think about how much kind of money they lost.
That's right.
Pouring rain. I mean, that's
now Oktoberfest. They're probably dying down there today, too.
Yeah, hadn't rained in 2 weeks, and the sky opens up on one good day. Yeah.
Well,
that means if it's raining this week, 2 weeks from now, won't it?
Yeah, I hear you.
Not like this.
So I guess we're, so right now we're in favor.
You're going to fly in, right? No matter what the weather is.
I'll be here. I'll be here.
Anything else you want to bring up then?
Nothing really. I mean,
you got to know about us. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, I was just going to say that so far, and I, you know, I'll just donate it, but I got three cartridges in this. $52 a cartridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and I ain't printed these yet, and that's probably going to take me another two cartridges at least. Okay, so, I just want to let you know there's, not to count my week's worth of time I put into this, because this takes a long time. There's a rule. You got to know this. There is a rule. If you walk away from a printer while it's printing, it will malfunction. You have to stay there the whole time.
Yeah,
it's just a rule. Okay? And
that's just like every Saturday I want to fly up here and ring. That's a rule.
So it takes 2 hours to print something out because, you know, it's color and it's, you know, it's high definition. And you don't dare even go to the bathroom. Because if you do, it messes up. So, anyhow. Now back to the barbecue. My wife volunteered potato salad and coleslaw last time, so that's still good. I think you and your wife volunteered.
My wife was gonna make the baked beans.
Baked beans.
Desserts, you know.
Yeah, I can help you out with desserts. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite thing, dessert.
Okay.
So we can cover desserts and some bread.
Okay, you?
Mm-hmm.
Bread, desserts. Anybody? What else do we need?
How much potato salad your wife plan on making? But Lucy and I used to make 15 pounds all the time.
I've never weighed it, but how much is 15 pounds like? What kind of pan would that be?
Quantity-wise.
2 gallons.
You know those flat aluminum ones that you buy in for about yay big and that deep?
Uh-huh.
We used to bring two of them. So.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. That's no problem. Uh-huh. I already told her she's going to have to make some pretty good bit.
Yeah, well, we used to buy 15 pounds of potatoes. So
yeah.
Make it up.
15? Yeah.
Good potato salad.
Great. I have seriously considered opening a potato salad store, okay? Because, I mean,
the grocery stores need some help.
I know. They really do.
It is horrible at the grocery stores.
I won't buy potato salad out nowhere no more because I've tried every one and I just can't stand it. And coleslaw, same way, you know. But anyhow.
Maryland fried chicken.
Yeah.
They make good coleslaw.
Yeah, what you call it? Irene Sullivan used to always make the coleslaw, so that won't be coming from her this year.
Yeah.
From her lady.
Okay,
we got baked beans, got the coleslaw, we got a dessert, we got the bread. What else do we need?
We got
utensils. How about utensils?
Do we have all the utensils and stuff here that we need?
We should check that. We have.
We better check again.
How much we have?
Yeah, we got to have napkins and.
Yeah, we used to have those little forks and.
Yeah,
there's some there, but we've gone into the box. I don't know if there's a new box.
What about the coolers and the drinks?
We definitely need sodas and water. Coffee?
Yeah. Well,
coffee's taken care of. I bought you a box again. The box that I brought up in last time was, 6 months ago? So there's 30, what do you call it, in a box, which has eight servings or whatever in that package. So you've got, I think you've got plenty of coffee. I hope so, anyway.
Okay.
Who supplied the drink chest last time? Didn't they had the big...
I think Tom. I think Tom had the big one. I think.
Tom had the coolers, yeah.
Yeah, I think he did, because...
Yeah, we...
The weed bar this past spring when we had that Wayne... I think I brought a cooler too. And
yeah, I brought one too.
He's got a big one, yeah.
Me,
I don't know whatever happened to Tom's cooler. He probably sold it.
Well, no, I had borrowed one of his and I took it back to him.
Okay, we have enough forks. There's probably 200 sets of forks and napkins in them.
Yeah.
How big of plates did we usually use? These are probably small. They're 9 inches in diameter.
You got to watch it because some of those plates, they fold up on you. You know?
These styrofoam ones will fold up on you?
They look all right.
These are.
Who is a 10-inch plate?
These are like $3 a pack, I believe. I have to look at my receipt. But anything else is super expensive. For $3, you get 10 to 14 plates. And anything any bigger, that's the prices you're running into. And these and any other brand are about $5 to $6 for a stack that's not even quite that tall. There's 100 in that one. Is that big enough to serve in, though?
I think so. You know, if you give them too big a plate, they're going to
fill it up on
you. Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Well, if there's more left, they can come back and get seconds, I guess. But I'll get some more of these, if that'll be okay, and that will be one savings we'll have.
I want to charge them for the meal. That's a pretty good plate, I would say.
All right,
well, that's a very good question. What are we charging for the meal? Still $6, right?
Right.
That's, I guess, what I printed on here.
$6.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll pay $100 worth of fuel to get here.
Yeah.
But they want to pay $7 for the dinner.
You're absolutely right.
That's a good price for.
Aren't we all like that?
Yes, we are.
Well.
So the drinks, you want us to look around and maybe pick up some of these specials at CVS stuff?
2 for $5. So we usually can get 2 for $5.
Well, they're
right?
Gone up to $7. I think it was $7 all the store sales have been this week and last week.
Well, usually in the gas stations you can get
$2 for $5.
Though.
Right, I know, but things have changed, I guess. And maybe if you can see any that's like that, let me know.
I hadn't looked, but
you know,
I always was.
Me and Gene went around and picked them up, and we'd go from one place to the other because you could only get so many.
Yeah.
So we'd just drive from one CVS pharmacy to the grocery store to another one and get as many as we could get at each one. And they were like $2 for $5. Some of them even cheaper than that.
Yeah.
What was that?
Last night I was looking for it, and it was $7.49 in all the gas stations for 2 12-packs. But I had seen it for $7. I just missed it.
Yeah.
So I ended up going to Bilo since I had to get other stuff and I had no time to go searching for 50 cents off on with gas prices way out.
Jean likes to ride around and go from store. She likes to shop. That's her job. So she goes to a grocery store every day of her life.
Are you shopping for?
Soda.
I think I paid $3.99 with the Bilo card for a 12-pack.
Wayne, did you have a chest last time? Did you have one of them big chests?
No, I don't have a big one. I got a 38
quarter outside of break.
Yeah, I've got a couple of, I think, at the house that's maybe about that size.
We got that big round one over there.
We've always used. I think Tom used to bring all the big chests.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to him. She probably
got rid of them all. So all we need is... couple hundred drinks.
Yes.
And some water.
How about tables?
We got all our picnic tables.
Okay, we've got the meat covered. We got the potato salad and the coleslaw covered. We got the desserts and the bread and utensils. Gonna pick up a couple more of the plates, packs of that. And then I guess the drinks, I guess we need, just like we always do, maybe pick up 50 of each. Get some Diet Cokes, Pepsis, mainly just deal with the Pepsis and the Cokes.
Don't get many of them. Don't get any no caffeine stuff because they'll be here when they all leave.
Yeah, just all loaded.
Even though they require diet, they'll usually grab a good soda for that event. They're gonna splurge.
So just those two. Just stick with Pepsis and Cokes.
Have some diet Mountain Dew and some diet Pepsi, But I think we need to refrain from buying a great quantity of them because we were stuck with them last time and couldn't even give them away.
Mountain Dew.
That's true. Diet or whatever, they'll always go.
They always go. Nobody ever said anything about Mountain Dew, but you sell more Mountain Dew at everything we do than anything else.
Yeah, that's good. So who wants to pick up the drinks?
Well, I'll pick up the drinks. And maybe if Dennis sees some cheap over his way, he can let me know.
Cause there's actually a store on the road I live on that's 2 for $5 now.
Is it? Yeah. In Myrtle Beach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sock Steve. Yeah, Myrtle Beach.
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Right in the store right on
Enterprise
the
Road. Enterprise. 707 Enterprise Road.
Okay.
And sometimes the Bilo on right there at 30th Avenue, they'll have... you can get up to 5 to 7 12-packs for...
See, Bilo had been like that until last night when I went in there. They're all $3.99. There was no sales on it, except for Sunkist. You'd get it for $3.
Yeah.
It was 3 for $10, actually.
Yeah, it's 2 for $5 where I live at, so...
So Mountain Dew and Pepsi. What other flavors? Coke?
We're just let's just stick with Coke, Pepsi, and Mountain Dew, and get a little bit of
water.
Yeah, water.
And then we're gonna get
water.
Definitely gotta have water.
We need at least.
Do I ever have fuel here? I'm fine.
What?
We got two this time.
I'll do 40. Open the case. 24.
I think in that one in there.
So just get 2 cases.
Yeah, probably 2 cases. You need at least 2 cases.
Two of water.
Yeah.
How many Cokes do you think? And should we get Diet Coke, too?
Yeah.
What do you think? 4 regular and 1 diet, or?
I'd say a third. Yeah, just do a third. Just do a third diet and the other 2/3. Let it?
Let it.
What do you do a third?
High octane.
High test.
Where's your time? Coke or Pepsi, I'd get
Diet
Coke or Diet Pepsi. I would get Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi.
No.
No.
Okay. Most people like
that.
You have
Pepsi.
Just too many of them.
Diet Pepsi seems to go the best at our flying, I notice.
Well,
don't they?
Just get Diet Pepsi then, because if you get too many diets.
So just get what, 2 Diet Pepsi, you think?
How about towels? I see a roll of towels there. We got
them.
Yeah,
we got them.
How about ice?
We brought them today.
We can pick up the ice at
Sugar Bears. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Saturday morning.
What time does everybody want to be here? Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock?
Between 7 and 8. 7 and 8. I'll be here.
Between 7 and 8. Because most times they don't start coming in. What is it, daylight now?
Can't bury your bed. So
yeah.
So it's kind of...
I think not by 9:30 you'll start to have some activity. One here, one there, and then all of a sudden you start to...
Especially if there's ultralights because, you know, they're going to try to fly in early.
Are you planning on those parachutes come in, the opening the barbecue, or, you know, meal, whatever?
Well, I've announced 11 o'clock, but I mean, if there's people here and we're ready...
So we'll plan on being here between 7 and 8 then.
Right.
And then you got to be here early for that.
Okay. Well, I've got you got to have a starting time and an ending time. Yeah. So I announced that the starting time was 9 and the ending time is 5. Okay. And meals would be start serving at 11. But, you know, most people ain't going to stay to no 5. They're going to be gone.
No.
They're going to be gone at 1, you know.
By 3 o'clock. Once you see them, they're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, they're going to be. They'll be gone. Yeah, anybody's going to be here, if you're going to tell your friends and family, I'd say tell them to be here early, not late.
And the people that are going to prepare the stuff and get ready probably need to be here by 7.
7 and 8.
Well, have we got everything covered now?
Seem like to me it is.
All right. What's our list of food we're going to have now?
Well,
we're going to have barbecue.
Potato salad, coleslaw,
baked beans,
dessert.
and then desserts.
And bread.
Rolls of bread or whatever.
What kind of bread are we going to have?
I would recommend rolls and some light bread. Cover both angles.
Yeah. You can always make a sandwich out of barbecue.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, you should have some rolls or something.
What's the dessert? Who's making that? I mean, I was thinking of these guys.
Yeah, I'll volunteer Ruthie to make some brownies.
Brownies? Yeah, oh, Shirley
cool.
will probably bring something, too, and I'll bring something.
Have her make a sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie?
I had never had that. I
want 200
deviled eggs.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Chuck's wife used to bring deviled eggs, I think.
Yeah.
That's how much used to make deviled eggs.
Yeah, she used to, but sure I haven't seen him. I don't know if he's a member anymore, is he?
Yeah, he was here.
Is there any, since we I think we basically got all the stuff that we need covered, that's going to cover the flying, which is only...
Friday you're going to have things to... Day before Saturday. In other words, you need people here Friday.
Yep, and you volunteered to come out here,
Bob. You're going to be up here cutting up meat, because you're going
to
bring it.
So you need to make sure that you get back and coordinate with Bill.
I didn't hear.
You need to make sure that when you get back, you need to coordinate with Bill.
I've already told him. He wrote it down.
Yeah. Okay.
We got to get his phone number.
Yeah, Bill Ott's, I need Bill Ott's phone number, and I'll give you mine in case you tell him that I will, whatever.
How's Bill going to get the money for the meat?
I'll have to take care of that with him.
Because I know Bill's probably not going to have a lot of eggs.
No.
And that's a pretty fair amount, probably.
It is a pretty fair amount.
You're talking about 12.
Bill's phone number?
12, full size.
Yeah.
240. 7888.
Oh, 7888. Okay. If you're speaking to him, give him mine, 237-8176.
Today? I think this other one must be a cell
phone. This one's cell phone?
That's not a four.
What's your number again?
237-8176.
8176.
Right.
Well, it's going to be kind of nasty this weekend, but
have you seen Bill's plane? Have you been out to his house?
I pass him. I've never been into his house. I pass him all the time. By the Precious Lord Church across the street.
Dennis, did the guy from out there in Mount Vernon call you?
No, I don't need that.
Mount Vernon.
From Hardy.
Yes. Off the record, I'll talk to you about that.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think it's something you ought to bring up in the meeting.
No. I was just wondering that.
Guy's a jerk. Ron something another.
Something another.
I'll tell you right here.
Let me ask y'all got all the phone numbers, so that's going to be taken care of. I guess y'all do the cooking stuff. Well, Dwayne's going to get in touch with Bill and try to work out the logistics of the
I'll try to get
money.
You all together and make sure the meat gets to him. I may have to pay for the meat and have him pick it up because I have no idea when I'm going to be leaving or if I'm going to be leaving.
And I suggest we get it from that same place we got it last year. What
it
agreed?
Worked out good.
I mean, it's fresh.
Yeah, it was fresh meat.
You know.
Is there anything else that anybody wants to bring up?
Depends on how good we get.
Yeah,
we've got to
get things out of here.
What's that, Gary?
Clean up all this stuff.
We need to move a bunch of the tables in here and all.
In case.
Maybe set up a tent.
I don't think there's anything else.
Move the tables around.
On the on that, y'all think that we need to work on that Friday, or can that be done early Saturday morning?
Well, I'll bring them out back there and miss what you're talking about.
Well, we're talking about the same thing you're talking about trying to get everything organized in here.
Oh, we're gonna start that today.
Start that today?
Yeah.
Everybody?
Well, we're just gonna do, we gotta clean up these tables and stuff. Mm-hmm. And this apart, that can actually sit on the table where we had it before.
Okay.
Put the wings back in the rack. Because we're gonna probably have to put some picnic tables in here. Set up our main table to serve off of.
Well, as far as doing all that, moving all that stuff in here, we can just do that Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Friday we gotta at least put the frames up, I think, right?
Yes.
The frame for the tent and put the tops on Saturday.
It wouldn't hurt to bring some picnic tables in Friday, too, if it happens to rain.
It'd be dry.
I've got to bring some of my secret recipe and work on the fire ants.
All right.
Yeah, that got to be done before that.
I got a sack of fire ant killer out there in the truck, too.
Okay, I guess we need a committee that, I guess everybody that can be on out here Friday afternoon, I guess.
I'll be here Friday.
And then Saturday morning, we're going to start around 7. I'll just put 7 as a start time.
Okay.
Any new business that anybody wants to bring up before we close out today? Any new business?
I don't think we need to worry about any new business.
Okay.
Get this one squared away.
Get the old one. Seems we'll go ahead and close the meeting today.
Do we with this fly-in, do you have any applications? If somebody comes and says, I'd like to join that.
Yes, we do.
Do you hand them out?
Brand new, revision 9/24/2008. Any that you have that's laying around or anywhere else, you need to throw them away. This is a new one. There was errors on the other one.
So we'll have them here that day. I mean, just in case somebody says.
Yeah, we'll have them here. Okay. Absolutely.
We used to have, every once in a while, one of our fly-ins, we have one or two join. They maybe didn't stay for a year, but it was always nice to get their money for a year.
That's true.
Help.
That's true.
About a month ago, hung around till 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. Didn't we get some information on him? Did you keep that or...
It was on the table here, but I came back next morning and it was gone. And I've looked underneath tables.
What are you talking about?
You might have picked it up.
You talking about a real estate agent guy?
No, we're talking about Chance, a boy from up North Carolina.
He was thinking about moving here and was looking for a chapter to join. And he hung around, till 8 or 9 o'clock at night. Was this out here with
him more or less?
No. No chance.
It didn't get stuck on the board, did it?
I don't know. It was right here on this table, and then it vanished.
I thought you had gotten it. That's why.
Well, I thought you had gotten it. That's when it disappeared so quick.
All right. Are we, we can look for that after, right?
Well, I guess.
Well, I got 300 miles put on the road.
Make a motion to close?
I make a motion to be major.
Thank you.